Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Well, it's too late to rescue you. They're going to barrage you with constant questions.
Why do we even play? Why do we even have practice? I mean, you guys got all the answers.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
You need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here.
Hey, I'm just here so I don't get fired.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
And we are off the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, presented to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. I want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in, especially those folks that are up in Woodbine in Camden County at the Crawfish Festival today. You guys up there out and about, hope you tune in and listen to the show. We enjoy doing it.
Yes, yes. Big things going on in sports. A lot of things to talk about today.
And one thing that I would be, you know, I mentioned this last week, made the announcement, today is the day. Kip Branch's last show, the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch. Next week will not be the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch. It'll be the Jason Bishop Show future up in the air.
With guest hosts, guest co-hosts.
Yeah, probably. Kip Branch's last day today.
Well, you know, had a good run here and enjoyed doing the show with you. Just 5 years been doing this together. 5 years in May, actually. So this is the...
You've stuck around longer than any girlfriend I've had.
Yeah, well, that should tell you all you need to know. should be telling. So, no, it's been a good run. I've enjoyed doing the show. Just got a lot of things competing for my spare time, so I had to give some things up.
The NFL draft, the first three rounds have occurred up to this point. And so, it seemed like every three picks there was a Georgia Bulldog getting drafted.
Yeah, that Georgia had a good first round. Five players off that defense selected in the first round of the NFL draft. A record for any team. Five defensive players, I think seven or eight overall off that defense got drafted. I think seven, two offensive players, Cook and Pickens, got drafted in the second, third round. But, wow, five number one draft picks. And N'Kobe Dean should have been a number one gone in the first round. I don't know what the problem was there, but a lot of teams are going to regret not taking that young man before pick 83.
Trayvon Walker, of course, number one to the Jags. The Detroit Lions, your Lions, went with Aiden Hutchinson. I don't know about that one, man. I don't feel good about that.
Hometown kid. They seem to be happy with him, but kind of pulled a Houdini in the Orange Bowl. Couldn't find him anywhere.
Very true. Houston took Derek Stingley Jr. out of LSU. I love that pick.
Yeah. What you won't be calling out is any Florida Gators in the top first round. I got somebody on social media blowing me up about the Gators right now. So they're nowhere to be found in the first couple of rounds. Maybe the second round.
Huh, okay. You had to throw that in there on your last day.
Yeah.
The New York Jets took the best draft in the draft, right? Like the Jets, man, they nailed this thing.
Jets got it right. They got a cover corner with Gardner from Cincinnati. When you got a nickname coming into the NFL, you're pretty good. They call him Sauce. He is going to be the guy, a lockdown corner. Hadn't had one in New York since Revis. You remember Revis Island?
Yeah.
So they got a lockdown corner, and then they got a fantastic wide receiver in Garrett Wilson with the number 10 pick.
Yeah, and the Giants, I feel like, got the best pass rusher in the draft, Kayvon Thibodeau out of Oregon. He slipped all the way to 5. Giants snagged him up. Panthers went offensive line, which to me this is a little bit of a head-scratcher. I don't understand it. They decided to go, not that there's anything wrong with him. He's a great offensive lineman, Akeem Okonwu out of North Carolina State. But the best offensive lineman in the draft was sitting there staring him in the face, and Evan Neal, they didn't take him. And then when they didn't, the Giants said, well, thank you very much, because we will.
Giants, to me, got the best offensive lineman in the draft and probably the best pass rusher in the draft.
I agree.
And the Jets, probably, you look at the Jets, I can't reiterate how good the Jets did with this draft. I mean, they got a cover. They got a lockdown corner. They got a top wide receiver. They got a top pass rusher, and they got the top running back in the first 36 picks of the draft. The New York Jets did.
Atlanta Falcons, I want you to listen to me. I think you had a fantastic draft. You got Drake London, wide receiver out of USC, the first receiver taken off the board. I like the pick. Kip does it. Look, personally, I know that you drafted Desmond Ridder a little later in this draft. We'll talk about that later. But at the end of the day, you know, I look at Desmond Ridder coming in. I look at Marcus Mariota that you just signed. And then I look at the little gem in the rough, the diamond in the rough that you have that nobody else sees except for Jason Bishop. And that's Felipe Franks. That's going to be your franchise quarterback. And you went and got him a weapon. I love it. I love it. I think the Falcons did a fantastic job getting Felipe Franks. Felipe Franks is going to end up being the starter in Atlanta this season.
Only by injury. If somebody gets hurt, he'll play. But are you spent... Last show, man, you're spending time talking about Felipe Franks.
Felipe,
on my last show.
Felipe Franks will end up taking snaps for the Atlanta Falcons as their starter, and they went and got him a weapon today. They went and got him a weapon in the first round, rather.
They drafted Drake London ahead of Jameson Williams, ahead of Garrett Wilson, ahead of Chris Olave.
Which I like the best is Olave.
Are you kidding me, Falcons?
You got to get Felipe some weapons.
You got a good. He's tall, but he doesn't run as good as those other three that I just mentioned.
And you've got Kyle Pitts at tight. The Falcons.
They needed a speed guy.
I just thought about this. Now you've got an outside receiver, and you've got Kyle Pitts for Felipe Franks to throw to, who has all the big arm, athletic. Felipe Franks is a diamond in the rough, and the Falcons might make the playoffs. 11-6. They might win the NFC South.
All right. This is my last show, correct?
Let me
just go on record and say, if you want to remember me by anything, Felipe Franks sucks. Okay? I mean, producer. Okay, you spent three minutes talking about Felipe Franks in the first segment of a sports talk show. Are you kidding me? There's people beating on the radio station door right now trying to get at you. Tell me you're kidding.
Is this a subtle hint you want me to move on?
Yes. Felipe Franks, we don't spend no time talking about a clipboard holder on a sports talk show.
I'm just saying he's going to be your quarterback, goodness, and now man. He's got some weapons on offense.
Oh, boy.
I like it. I think they did a good
Falcons
job.
Falcons should have drafted. They got a receiver, but they chose the wrong receiver. We'll get to that in the third segment.
The Seahawks. Okay. The Seahawks took offensive lineman out of Mississippi State.
Good pick.
Charles Cross. And then the Jets, as Kip alluded to, Garrett Wilson out of Ohio State, the receiver. Chris Olave goes to the Saints. I think that's a fantastic pick. Jameson Williams now with a weapon.
Big-time pick.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if he's not hurt, he's the top receiver in this draft. He doesn't get hurt in that national championship game. He's a top five pick. Lions get him at 12.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, at the end of the day, the Lions basically take your pick of who you want because you need everything.
Yeah.
You need everything.
Starting with a quarterback.
Jordan Davis to the Philadelphia Eagles.
Big pickup by the Eagles.
Yeah, fantastic pickup. So those are some of the highlights. Oh, well, Kenny Pickett gets picked by the Steelers. He ends up being the first drafted quarterback, not Malik Willis. Malik Willis wasn't even the second pick quarterback in this draft.
I think Kenny Pickett's going to be a good player for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I think he's going to be a fantastic player in that system. I really do. I think that is a
and let's face it,
awesome pick by the Steelers.
This is a playoff team that was weak at quarterback. I get it. Big Ben was late in his career and he's past his prime, but big pickup by the Steelers.
I'm too sexy for my shirt.
You're listening to the two biggest studs in the South, Jason Bishop and Kip Branch. At least, that's what they'll tell you.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of two-for-ones and three-for-ones. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Fine dining on St. Simon's Island since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has built a sterling reputation that is known far and near. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call specials 5 to 6:30. Catering available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Reservations and gift certificates available at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. 407 Mallory Street, just across from the Pier Village, the Georgia Sea Grill.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. The Frederick Academy Knights recently released their schedule for 2022, and it is brutal. The Knights of Frederica will scrimmage Savannah Christian in Savannah on August the 5th and scrimmage Brantley in the Bloody Marsh on St. Simon's on August the 12th. Frederica kicks off officially against Brookwood on August the 19th under the Oaks on St. Simon's. Home games for the Knights include Calvary Day, Clinch, Tatnall Square, Robert Toombs, and St. Andrews. Away games include Tift Area, Valwood, John Millage, Bullock, and Pinewood. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch. Now we go to the weekend review.
And here we go. Don't worry, Falcons fans. Felipe Franks will beat out Desmond Ridder to become your next franchise quarterback. Apparently, the Jaguars believe that Trevor Lawrence can both throw passes and catch them. Wait, you want to believe some kid from South Dakota State is a weapon for Aaron Rodgers? The Brooklyn Nets are the biggest disappointment in the NBA since Jordan's Bulls lost to the Magic. I say Kyle Wright, you say Cy Young. There is a reason Malik Willis could not beat out Jarrett Stidham at Auburn. The NFL team saw that too. Congrats on the no-hitter, Mets. Just remember, it was against the Phillies. Trevor Bauer, you were lucky you only got 2 years. Holy goodness, Boris Becker is going to jail? It seemed like every three picks a Georgia Bulldog was getting drafted. Write this down. Golden State is going to win another NBA championship. In case you like taking a nap at the theater, Top Gun opens this week. Raise your hand if you're as excited as I am for Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness. The last season of Ozark on Netflix. You want to see crazy? And these are my thoughts.
Ozark. Dropped last night or yesterday.
Hadn't watched it yet, but boy, I'm going to get around to it.
Yes, sir. Me too. Last seven episodes, and that series will be, man, that's a good series.
You kind of made a face there when I made mention about the Brooklyn Nets. Are you upset that they're out?
No, they are big time. I mean, the Brooklyn Nets. What a choke job.
Mm-hmm.
Then going to attack the media.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I got two of them on the butt hurt list next week. Two Brooklyn Nets on the butt hurt list next segment that I'm going to address on my last butt hurt segment. I'm going to spend some significant time on those two crybabies.
Yeah, like I said, I completely agree with you. Choke job, biggest disappointment since Jordan's Bulls lost to the Magic in the Eastern Conference Finals years ago.
Come on, man. You always got to try to throw some digs in there.
That's not a dig. What do you mean? Did they lose? Yes, they did.
I mean, Jordan had just come back from 2 years of playing baseball. He wasn't quite in basketball shape yet. Then, the Magic go to the finals, and what do?
They didn't look good.
No. But that was a good young team with Shaq and Penny Hardaway. I mean, that was a good basketball team.
The Georgia Bulldogs, like I said just a moment ago, it seemed like there was another Georgia Bulldog getting drafted. I'd watch a little bit, and then I'd go to another room to get something to drink, and then I'd come back to the TV, and there's another Georgia Bulldog getting drafted.
Right.
Five Bulldogs in the first round, that's a record. And overall, we've got
five defensive first-rounders from the same team. That isn't a record.
Seven total Georgia Bulldogs drafted in the first three rounds. And by association, I'm going to claim eight because Jermaine Johnson was a Georgia Bulldog until he transferred over to FSU.
You had five in the first round. Then you had Cook, Pickens, N'Kobe Dean, and Channing Tindall. 5 + 4 = 9. So I don't know where your math. I don't know. That must be some of that Glenn Academy math that you learned.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. What did I say?
You said 7.
I counted 9.
Okay. Well, there you go. 7.
Why are you taking a shot at Glenn Academy?
I didn't. I said that must have been some of that Glenn Academy math.
No,
there.
I just miscounted, man. It happens.
Okay. Yeah. I got you. 9 players in the first 100 so picks. That's pretty good. 5 first-rounders, and then N'Kobe Dean did not even go until the third round.
So technically 10 by association with the
Jermaine Johnson was at Georgia up until last year. Yeah. He transferred to Florida State through the portal.
10 by association.
Wow. That's huge.
How many total picks have we gone through in the first three rounds? 32, 64.
106.
And so 10 of those have been Georgia Bulldogs. 9 of those have been Georgia Bulldogs, 10 Georgia Bulldogs by association.
That's pretty big. Off a national championship team. You've got 7 players off that defense that got drafted in the first three rounds. 5 in the first round. How good was that defense?
Whatever NFL team you were, if you had a need on defense and you decided to draft one of those Georgia Bulldogs to fill that need, it's now filled.
That's correct. And then
you don't need anybody else.
You got Jalen Carter and all those guys that are coming back that'll probably be first round picks next year.
I love the Eagles with Jordan Davis, and then I like what they did with N'Kobe Dean. Mm,
biggest steal of the draft. At 83, he dropped because of so called medical concerns.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. I mean, the guy's cleared to play. He's already cleared to take part of rookie camp next week. So, some teams made a huge mistake there.
The Steelers got themselves a steal in George Pickens.
George Pickens is going to be a top-flight wide receiver in the NFL.
For sure.
Yes, he is. He's a first-round guy that's coming off and torn ACL last March. He's only been, tore his ACL 13 months ago.
Pittsburgh has set themselves up and that in a couple, 3 years, they're going to be a force for a decade with Pickett and Pickens.
Steelers are always going to be a force because they're committed to winning.
No, listen to that. Pickett to Pickens.
Yep. Touchdown. Terrible towels probably waving here soon.
I will say the Bills taking James Cook is a little bit of a head-scratcher to me because they've got Devin Singletary back there now at running back. they don't really give the ball to Devin Singletary. They throw it a lot to him out of the backfield. James Cook's kind of in the same mold as Devin Singletary. So you're basically just drafting another Devin Singletary that early in the draft. I could see maybe doing it later, having that guy as a compliment to Singletary. But taking James Cook where they took him, you've already got Singletary there. It just didn't make a lot of sense to me. That's the one Georgia Bulldog pick that I'm kind of like, I don't know if I get it.
Well, you wouldn't get it because you don't understand.
My God.
You're not a football guy. I'm a football guy. So I'll go ahead and explain it to you.
Okay.
NFL teams have a board, a draft board.
Yes, I'm aware of this.
And they rank probably one to however many people's on their board. And when a pick comes up and they've got all their positional needs filled, they'll get the best player available. And that's what happened with James Cook.
Mother's Day is just around the corner. Make sure to say thank you to the woman that loved you first. Head on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and let their friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. And with Mother's Day comes graduation. Gifts for all ages, styles, and budgets. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95. Selling your home is a tall order. That's why you need an agent who sets high standards, aims for fabulous results, and can get the job done. While there may be a substitute for many things in life, in real estate, there is no substitute for results. That's why you must choose Belinda Thomas Realty. For more than 17 years, she has consistently maintained a track record of success for her clients. Call Belinda Thomas today. When all is said and done, you'll be on the right side of results. 912-638-1965 or 912-996-5820.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
Looking for the perfect place to watch the big game? Then check out Ops off of Exit 3 on I-95. Jumbo big screen HD TVs, 300-inch projector, and the most IPAs in Southeast Georgia. Not to mention the top craft beer selection anywhere in the Camden area. An extensive menu that includes pizza to burgers to wings. 1378 Boone Avenue in Kingsland. Just look for the Big Ops star sign or call ahead 912-576-6880. Ops, your one and only true sports bar stop.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons, including free delivery to anywhere on the island. Call 912-638-8601 for competitive pricing at J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And, of course, go Dawgs!
The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, presented by Southeast Georgia Health System. This is where you do your read.
Oh, this is where I do the read.
Yeah.
There you go. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
5 years of having you under my wing, and I'm still trying to get you to do the reads when you're supposed to do them.
Well, I was getting ready for the highest rated segment of the show for the last 5 years, which is the butthurt list. I mean, the stats back it up. I hope whoever you get to come in here and fill in for me can have some interactive segment like this that can bring ratings.
And so for the final time, Kip will hijack the show.
Last butthurt list of the Kip Branch era on the Jason Bishop Show. Been a fun run. Number five, Mel Kiper Jr.
Okay.
Man, I'm sick of this guy, man.
Okay.
He comes on here year in and year out like he's some sort of expert.
He is.
Analysis on and calls people bust, call picks reach. I mean, what is Mel Kiper done?
Okay.
I mean, who is Mel Kiper?
He's only been doing this for 30 years.
Who is Mel Kiper? Who do you play for?
ESPN?
I mean, come on, sitting up here with a three-piece suit looking like a Southern Baptist preacher.
He looks like a vampire to me.
Do what?
Looks like a vampire to me.
Hey, look, man, hairline. I mean, come on, man. Mel Kiper Jr., he's sitting here, going to sit here and go off on Trayvon Walker being the number one pick. Talk about his lack of production. Mel, if you did your dang research, you would know that Kirby rotates a lot of players and that maybe Trayvon Walker was playing in a position of need at Georgia rather than a position that he's going to be suited for in the NFL, which is going to be a pass rusher.
Yeah, he did play out of position at Georgia.
So, Mel, quit trying to criticize everybody because they didn't go the route you wanted to and pick a guy from the Orange Bowl that never showed up and played that ended up going to my Detroit Lions. Mel, you're a crybaby. You make me sick. Number four on the butthurt list, the Cincinnati Reds. 3-17 start, first 20 games. They're on a 130-game pace of losses this year.
They don't look very good.
No, they don't look very good. They won two of their first four games of the season against the Atlanta Braves, and they're 1-14 since. 1-15 since.
Do you know how hard it is to lose 14 of 15 games? You know how hard that is in a locker room?
That's hard. That's hard.
Mm-hmm.
Tie for fourth this week, Aaron Rodgers. I'm sick of this guy too, man. Sitting around.
What did he do?
Talking. Well, you choked and couldn't get to the Super Bowl with a team that pretty much was better than everybody. You had the San Francisco 49ers coming in with no quarterback and no offense, and you couldn't score but 10 points against them and lost again in the playoffs. And you have all kind of weapons on offense, and you just
all
can't
kinds
get
of
it
weapons.
Done. You did. Now they go out in the first round of draft, and they start showing up the defense, and people are coming on the talk show saying, Aaron Rodgers ain't got no weapons. Aaron Rodgers has had weapons his whole career in Green Bay, and now all of a sudden he doesn't have any weapons. No, you choke in the playoffs. You get on the butt.
This is the stuff that I constantly tell our listeners about. Yeah. He's telling you that Aaron Rodgers has had a plethora of weapons.
He has.
Okay.
Davante Adams was
that's
the best
it.
Wide receiver.
And that's it.
I mean.
And that's it.
Tunyon's top three or four of tight end
no,
in the
isn't.
League.
No,
yes,
he isn't.
He is.
No, he's not.
I mean, come on, man.
No, he's
you
not.
He's sitting here going to carry the water for Aaron Rodgers when he's choking every year in the playoffs. Number three on the butthurt list, the Atlanta Falcons. You go out, you know your number one position of need is a wide receiver, and you draft one, but you draft the wrong one.
Drake London's had a great draft.
5 years from now, compare Drake London's stats to Jameson Williams, Garrett Wilson,
Five years from now, Felipe Franks will have led them to a Super Bowl.
Just step back 5 years from now and say, who is Drake London? Oh, that's the guy that the Falcons drafted instead of Jameson Williams.
He's Felipe Franks' number one receiver.
Falcons, you always get it wrong. Always. You always get it wrong. Then you go out, you trade Matty Ice for a third-round draft pick, and you use that draft pick to draft a quarterback that couldn't complete a pass in the college football playoff, hardly. There you go.
He did get eaten alive, didn't he?
Falcons. At the end of the day, the Falcons are going to falcon. Number two on the butthurt list this
week. I like
week,
their draft.
Yeah, well, you would. Number two on the butthurt list this week, Kevin Durant. Here's a guy.
He's so mad all the time.
Here's a guy that you got swept by the Boston Celtics.
Mm-hmm.
You picked your team. You pretty much handpicked the team that you've got in Brooklyn. And you get swept by the Boston Celtics.
This is a true story.
And then you're going to get on the in front of the media and act like you're mad because they're asking you questions you don't want to answer. Just don't show up at the press conference. Don't get swept. Don't go to the press conference
That's
and
what
act
I was
mad.
Say. Don't get swept.
Don't get mad if somebody asks you a question that you don't like. You know, that attitude is part of the reason why I don't watch the NBA anymore. I watch it sometimes, but I used to watch the NBA a lot back during the Bird, Magic, Isaiah
Thomas
years. I was
going to say,
years,
yes, we know, in the
Jordan
80s.
Years. I used to watch a lot of NBA basketball, but this game has become a cradle of entitlement.
Hmm.
It has.
A cradle of entitlement.
You get up there, you play, and you know, all you care about is stats and supermax contracts and getting paid. Why don't these people care about winning anymore? I'm asking. I'm going off today. My last butthurt list. Why does Kevin Durant, he just proved that he cannot carry a team to a championship unless he's part of the wheel, like in Golden State. You can't build a team. You can't put players around Kevin Durant and win a championship.
He's not LeBron.
He's not. Well, no, he's not LeBron. He's not anybody. He's Kevin Durant, who is going to pile up a bunch of stats. And you put him on a team with Draymond, you put him on a team with Clay, and you put him on a team with Steph. Yeah, and he's part of the spoke in the wheel that can win you a championship, but it doesn't seem like when he's standalone, he can get it done. Then gets mad about it when people question him.
That's why he went to Brooklyn now, because he wanted to win a title without Steph Curry and that group in Golden State to prove that he could do it.
Okay. There you go. And number one on the butthurt list this week, speaking of a locker room killer, Kyrie Irving.
Yes.
He is a bona fide locker room killer.
Yes.
He kills the locker rooms. That's what he does. If you're talking about Hall of Fame for locker room killers, then Kyrie Irving is a first ballot, 100% unanimous selection. Here's a guy that didn't follow protocols in the NBA and couldn't get it done. Now he's number one on the butthurt list, and we'll get back to that. I ain't through with Kyrie.
Oh, okay.
Looking for the perfect place to watch the big game? Then check out Ops off of Exit 3 on I-95. Jumbo big screen HD TVs, 300-inch projector, and the most IPAs in Southeast Georgia. Not to mention the top craft beer selection anywhere in the Camden area. An extensive menu that includes pizza to burgers to wings. 1378 Boone Avenue in Kingsland. Just look for the Big Ops star sign or call ahead 912-576-6880. Ops, your one and only true sports bar stop.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Mother's Day is just around the corner. Make sure to say thank you to the woman that loved you first. Head on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and let their friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. And with Mother's Day comes graduation. Gifts for all ages, styles, and budgets. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
While I liked the Falcons draft, I was not a fan whatsoever of what the Jacksonville Jaguars did. I don't understand.
Jags has some needs. First and foremost,
you gotta have the two things. Sorry to interject. I'm just very passionate about this because I'm a Jags fan.
I like the Jags too.
Okay. The two biggest needs you had, offensive line and receiver.
They couldn't go receiver number one because the value wasn't there. But they could have went Evan Neal and brought him in and plugged him into the offensive line to help protect Trevor Lawrence. So you go for defense again in Jacksonville. I mean, I like Trayvon Walker. I think he's going to be a fantastic player in the NFL, and I think he's going to be put in a hybrid position where he can cover in space, which you saw he could do if you were at the Georgia-Florida game in Jacksonville last year when he was out there dropping back in coverage. But he can rush the passer. He can get to the quarterback. But how many pass rushers has Jacksonville drafted in recent memory?
Them and the Falcons are notorious for that. Drafted pass rushers with their first pick that are no longer there.
I mean, Trayvon, he's going to be a good player.
Well, look, let me give you my opinion. My opinion is you're absolutely 1,000% correct, Kip. They should have drafted Evan Neal number one. Let Trayvon Walker fall to number two or wherever else he falls, but let him fall. You draft what you need, which is Evan Neal. You get that solidified, and then they trade. This is the thing that just made no sense. You draft Trayvon Walker number one because of talent, the number one player on the board, obviously. You still have your two needs, receiver and offensive line. So then you trade back up into the first round, and so you're figuring, okay, the Jags are about to get an offensive lineman or a receiver and fill one of those two needs. And then what do?
Draft a linebacker.
They draft a linebacker out of Utah.
Who's a good player, and Miles Jack is no longer there. I get it. But you could have stayed at 32.
And probably still gotten him if that's who you wanted, right?
You could have still stayed there and got him, or you could have traded back from 32 and still got a John Metchie or a George Pickens or one of those guys that could help Trevor Lawrence. Christian Kirk, while he's a nice pickup, he's gotten a huge contract, number one wide receiver. He's never been the number one guy. He was a complimentary piece to DeAndre Hopkins.
Truth.
In Arizona.
Truth.
He's never been a number one guy. So now you're giving him number one money to come in Jacksonville and be your guy, and you're not getting any other pieces around him. I mean, were you satisfied with the Jacksonville receiving room last year?
No.
Okay, DJ Shark is no longer in Jacksonville. He's a Lion now. I mean, you lost him. You bring in Christian Kirk. And, I mean, you need some more pieces there. I get it. They may can address that today in the draft and get, you know, maybe a diamond in the rough. But you had a chance to maybe trade back a little bit in the second round and acquire more draft capital and still get a Metchie or still get a Pickens or still get one of those guys that make plays.
And those guys are now gone.
Right.
Those guys are gone, and they haven't drafted a receiver. That's my whole point. Like, I can live with the Trayvon Walker thing. I didn't think it was the right pick. You should have taken Evan Neal. That's my opinion. But then you trade back into the first round, and you take a linebacker when you still need an offensive lineman, and you still need a receiver, and you take a linebacker. And that's at pick 27. Keep this in mind. Yes. Listen to what I'm about to say now. They drafted a linebacker at 27. Then they didn't pick again until 65. Yeah. All of those picks, all of that talent came off the board while they're waiting to make their pick. And then finally we get to round three and the Jags decide, oh, you know what? Let's draft an offensive lineman.
They draft a center.
Who I think is going to be...
He'll be a starter.
Decent.
Yeah, he'll be in there.
Out of Kentucky.
Yeah. But wide receiver, a big, glaring position of need for Jacksonville.
And then five picks later, they get to pick again. And what do?
Draft a linebacker.
Another linebacker.
I guess they did not figure that at that point in the draft with all the receivers that had been taken, maybe they didn't have a receiver that was graded as a third-round pick. I don't know.
So here's the thing. The Jags were going in this draft needing two things, offensive lineman, wide receiver. We're going into round four, and there's no wide receiver.
Christian Kirk.
They signed him. Right. They signed him as a free agent. I'm talking about, you know that you need a wide receiver in the draft, and yes, you didn't get one. You're now going to the fourth round, and you nailed it a minute ago when you used the term diamond in the rough. Look, at this point in the draft, there are some players that have fallen that you're going to get great value on, but basically from here on out, that's exactly what you're doing, Kip. You're looking for that diamond in the rough.
Yeah, you're looking for value. Round 4 through 7, you're looking for value. Some kind of value that can maybe come in, make the 53-man roster, and help your football team. Jags missed the boat. They could have stayed at 32 and gotten a receiver.
What if they would have picked Evan Neal number one, and whether they traded up or stayed where they were at, like you said, and then drafted, oh, I don't know, Jameson Williams right there.
Yeah. I mean, the Lions traded up from 30. I mean, the Jags had the 33rd pick, and they traded out of that to get the 27. Lions traded pick 32 and pick 34 to trade two in the 12 slot to pick up Jameson Williams. Jacksonville could have done something similar.
And then you could have gotten whatever linebacker you wanted at 65.
Yeah. I mean, there have been linebackers available.
Was N'Kobe Dean there at 65?
Yes.
Jesus Christmas.
Yeah, they drafted two linebackers ahead of N'Kobe Dean. That's what gets me about the Jags.
Christmas, man.
N'Kobe Dean was a first-team All-American last year. SEC, All-SEC, had a first-round draft grade, and they go out and take a linebacker from Montana, and they take a linebacker from Utah.
They got him from Wyoming.
Wyoming.
But I get your point.
Yeah. And you get sitting here with a guy that has played in your stadium. It had a pick six in your stadium last year. You're sitting there watching this guy destroy the Florida Gators right before the half with a 50-yard pick six covering a wide receiver. And you decide, hey, we need linebackers, but N'Kobe Dean is not the guy we need. Are you got to be killing me.
No, they Jacksonville'd this thing completely.
Why would you take a linebacker? If you feel like you need a linebacker and N'Kobe Dean's there, why didn't you take him?
They obviously do because they took two linebackers instead of taking more offensive linemen or receiver. The two glaring needs you had, offensive line, receiver. We got a center in the third round out of Kentucky.
Yes.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons, including free delivery to anywhere on the island. Call 912-638-8601 for competitive pricing at J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And, of course, go Dawgs!
Selling your home is a tall order. That's why you need an agent who sets high standards, aims for fabulous results, and can get the job done. While there may be a substitute for many things in life, in real estate, there is no substitute for results. That's why you must choose Belinda Thomas Realty. For more than 17 years, she has consistently maintained a track record of success for her clients. Call Belinda Thomas today. When all is said and done, you'll be on the right side of results. 912-638-1965 or 912-996-5820. It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Golnaz Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
In case you don't watch our Facebook live feed, you should. Kip went on a tirade in the break.
I mean, about the Falcons. Why Drake London? I mean, receiver was a position of need for Atlanta. We get it. But why this guy over the guys that went just right after him? 10, 11, 12. Had three receivers go boom, boom, boom. And the Falcons are going to jump in at 8 and take Drake London. You know, when the Falcons did that, then teams started calling. Said, man, the Falcons, they falconed it up again. So now we got Olave, we got Wilson, we got Garrett Wilson and Jameson Williams. Let's trade up to see if we can get one of those guys. Look at the teams that traded up. I mean, the Jets were sitting there at 10 saying, are you kidding me, Atlanta? You going to have this guy fall right in our lap? We need a receiver. And you're going to have the top-rated receiver in the board fall right in our lap because you're going to do what Atlanta does is and take probably the fourth or fifth best-rated receiver and put him at the top of your wide receiver board.
Desmond Ridder.
Yeah, okay.
And look, I like Desmond Ridder. I think he's going to be a fantastic backup to Felipe Franks. I really do. I think he'll do just fine holding the clipboard, standing next to Marcus Mariota on the sideline.
We're not talking about third, fourth string quarterback. We're talking about Falcons. Why Drake London over these other guys?
You know, the other thing that makes Felipe Franks a good fit there at quarterback is that Kyle Pitts went to Florida just like Felipe, so they've got that connection.
Felipe left Florida, went to Arkansas.
Well, but he started at Florida.
He started at Florida, got hurt, and couldn't get his job back.
So yeah.
He left.
Yeah, you should never lose your job to injury.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's pretty telling. After some of the seasons Florida's had here lately, that you couldn't get your starting quarterback job back.
Our home affiliate, where we do the show from each and every week, down in Kingsland. Camden County Football, obviously, airs there.
Right.
Spring game's coming up. Couple weeks. I think it's May 13th, if I'm not mistaken. May 12th, May 13th, one of those.
Okay.
You can hear that spring game right here on your local affiliate for K-Bay.
Camden County Wildcat Spring Football.
That's right.
Okay, K-Bay. You'll be calling it, won't you?
As far as I know.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. The answer is yes.
All right.
Myself and then Lawton Teston.
So you'll be talking a little bit of Wildcat football.
Can't wait.
It won't be long. High school football will be here.
That's right.
Spring practice now. Season will be here before you know it.
Camden will come in with a pretty talented young football team, but they're going to be very good. I'm going ahead and telling you. I said this a few weeks back. I've said this before. Camden is going to end up with a home playoff game this season.
So they're going to be
in the first round. In the first round.
They're going to be a two seed.
At least. At least a two seed.
So Camden's going to beat Valdosta. They're going to beat Richmond Hill. They're
yes.
going to beat Lowndes.
Yes, yes, and yes.
Okay. That'll get them a two seed.
Yes, yes, and yes.
But not beat Colquitt, right?
Colquitt's going to be tough. Colquitt's going to be tough.
So what are you saying going to be tough? You predicting that a win or a loss?
What I'm telling you is that...
Last week you picked it as a loss, so I just wanted to reiterate if you were going to do the same this week.
What I'm telling you is the Camden County Wildcats will at least earn a two seed and a home playoff game in the first round at Chris Gilman Stadium, and they will do no worse than that. They will be Valdosta. They will be Richmond Hill. They will be Lowndes. That is what I'm telling you.
Okay. But you're not going to go out on a limb about Colquitt.
Again, I'm telling you Colquitt will be tough.
Okay. Preseason, it's going to be an interesting, spring football, fall practice, summer program. Going to be some good football teams in South Georgia, Southeast Georgia next year.
Yeah, 8-2, probably. I mean, I'm just throwing that out there. NBA playoffs going on as well. The second round getting ready to start. Phoenix and Dallas. Western Conference semis.
I like Phoenix in that series.
Mm-hmm. Golden State, Memphis. That's the western side of the bracket.
I like the Grizzlies there. Golden State's a championship tested ball club, but I don't know. I kind of like Ja Morant and the Grizzlies. They'll probably choke, but they got the home court advantage. We'll see if they can capitalize on it.
I'll pick your winner in just a moment. Miami and Philadelphia on the eastern side.
The Heat, they don't impress me as a number one seed. The Sixers are ready to pull a Sixer, so it's hard to say about that series.
Milwaukee, Boston also.
Winner of that series is the NBA champion.
That's your pick?
Yes.
Milwaukee or Boston?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, that's fair. I give you credit. That's a pretty solid pick. You normally don't make those.
Yeah, I've been doing that for 5 years on this show.
Phoenix and Dallas. Obviously, I'll take Phoenix in that series. Golden State, Memphis. I'm taking the Warriors' pedigree there. Their championship pedigree. They know how to win big series. Warriors get it done. Miami, Philadelphia. I don't know if Joel Embiid is going to be healthy. Miami wins that series. Milwaukee, Boston. I'll take the Bucks because of Giannis. And so your NBA finals will be Milwaukee and Golden State. And your NBA champion will be the Golden State Warriors.
I'm going to say Boston and Phoenix, and your NBA champion will be the Boston Celtics.
It's not a bad pick. I'll text you.
I'm not a Celtics fan by any means, but they are playing the best basketball in the NBA right now.
I no arguments here. I just think, what are you going to do with Giannis?
I mean, Chris Middleton's hurt. He's out for extended periods.
I didn't ask anything about Chris Middleton.
Chris Middleton is an accessory. He's a piece that goes in the puzzle with Milwaukee. I mean, Giannis is Giannis. I mean, nobody's going to stop Giannis. But who's going to pick up the slack for Chris Middleton for the Bucks when they get against stiffer competition?
Nobody said anything about Chris Middleton. I was talking about Giannis.
Well, that's what you don't understand intangibles. You never have. So Giannis is Giannis. He's going to do what he does, but they've got some injury issues.
I like the Bucks. I like the Warriors in the finals, and I'll take the Warriors in six.
The Warriors in six. Was it going to be a three-point shooting contest?
Well, the Bucks can't keep up with that if that's the case.
Who does Golden State, in that series that you're just talking about, who would Golden State have that can deal with Giannis in the paint?
Nobody. Okay. Draymond Green would be the closest.
And he'd be in foul trouble.
Probably.
Yeah.
But what are you going to do about Steph Curry?
Nobody does anything about Steph.
Okay, so that's my point. Nobody does anything about Giannis.
So I just don't like the matchup. If that's a matchup, I'd pick the Bucks over the Warriors. Phoenix against the Bucks, rematch of last year, I would take Phoenix.
I'd take the Bucks again.
I'd take Phoenix in that series. Celtics against the Warriors.
I'd take the Celtics
any day against the Golden State Warriors.
We agree on that. The Celtics and Warriors end up playing. I like the Celtics.
The Miami Heat, if they somehow get there,
which they won't,
against anybody out west, I'm picking them to lose.
Do you think they can beat Memphis? Do you think Memphis can beat Miami?
Yes.
Okay.
I do.
All right. Interesting, because I disagree. I think both Memphis and certainly Dallas.
Dallas. Luka's. I've been reading things about Luka. He's battling some injuries. So, Dallas.
Chip, thank you.
Thank you, sir. I've enjoyed my time.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com. Fine dining on St. Simon's Island since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has built a sterling reputation that is known far and near. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call specials 5 to 6:30. Catering available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Reservations and gift certificates available at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. 407 Mallory Street, just across from the Pier Village, the Georgia Sea Grill.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. The Frederick Academy Knights recently released their schedule for 2022, and it is brutal. The Knights of Frederica will scrimmage Savannah Christian in Savannah on August the 5th and scrimmage Brantley in the Bloody Marsh on St. Simons on August the 12th. Frederica kicks off officially against Brookwood on August the 19th under the Oaks on St. Simons. Home games for the Knights include Calvary Day, Clinch, Tattnall Square, Robert Toombs, and St. Andrews. Away games include Tift Area, Valwood, John Millage, Bullock, and Pinewood. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at the SouthernSportsEdition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.